Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 13th April 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom, our weekly series on Radio Sai, where we share with you beautiful olden golden melodies that used to reverberate in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashant Nilayam in the 60s and 70s. It's been a beautiful journey sharing, rediscovering and reliving these compositions which rocked the heart of Prashant Nilayam in the yesteryears. And what we have today for you is another beautiful bhajan. It adores Bhagwan as Sai Natha, as Dina Natha, as Satya Narayana. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Sai Narayana, Satyanarayana.
So let's move on and learn the lyrics of the bhajan. Please pay attention and listen as Brother Srinivasulu shares with you all the words that make this beautiful bhajan.
Sai Narayana, Satya Narayana, Tribhuvana Vandita Deva, దీనానాథ హరే హరే సాయినాథ హరే దీనానాథ హరే సాయినాథ హరే దీనానాథ్ సాయినాథ్ సాయినాథ హరే.
Now that you are familiar with the words, here is how to sing this beautiful bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu along with Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration of its tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C pancham.
Sai Narayana, Satya Narayana.
Sai Narayana, Satya Narayana.
Sai Narayana, Satya Narayana.
Sai Narayana, Satya Narayana.
Tribhuvana Vandita Deva,
త్రిభువన వందిత దేవా,
త్రిభువన వందిత దేవా,
త్రిభువన వందిత దేవా,
దీననాథ హరే హరే సాయినాథ హరే,
దీననాథ హరే హరే సాయినాథ హరే,
దీననాథ హరే సాయినాథ హరే,
దీననాథ హరే సాయినాథ హరే,
దీనానాథ హరే సాయినాథ హరే,
దీనానాథ హరే సాయినాథ హరే,
దీనానాథ సాయినాథ సాయినాథ హరే,
దీనానాథ సాయినాథ Sai Nath Hare.
Dinanath Sai Nath, Sai Nath Hare.
Dinanath Sai Nath, Sai Nath Hare.
Sai Narayana Satya Narayana.
So that's a poignant and powerful melody from the yesteryears, a bhajan which evokes varied emotions. There is something in the bhajan which definitely touches something very deep inside. And let's explore more about what makes a bhajan so special. Brother Srinivasulu gave us a flawless rendering of how it is sung. And now let us understand a bit about the structure of the bhajan, the way it is composed, and what makes it so powerful. Anirudh is here with us to share with us his insights. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This is a very powerful bhajan, which has lot of pining and crying to the God feel in it. And the raga behind this bhajan is, it's kind of largely based on Todi in the Hindustani classical music, or Shubha Pantorali in the Carnatic classical music. In this raga, you have the following notes.
Sa re,
komal re,
ga,
komal ga,
ma,
tivra ma,
pa, dha,
komal dha,
ni,
shuddh ni,
sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa. Sa re ga ma dha ni sa.
The more typical flow of the raga is like
sa re ga ma dha ni.
So, and while coming back, we have the pa.
Sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
So while discussing about pa, I am reminded of yet another raga, where you have the notes
sa re ga ma dha ni sa, sa ni dha ma ga re sa.
There is no pa.
Okay.
So this raga is called Shekhara Chandrika in the Carnatic classical music, and you have the bhajan
Dattatreya Sadguru Deva Dehi Dehi Tava Shri Pada Seva.
It's a very beautiful bhajan in this Shekhara Chandrika raga, whereas there is no pa is there in the bhajan. Typically the Todi bhajans will have the pa, like
Om Jagat Janani.
It starts with pa.
Pa ma pa ga 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 re re ga re sa. Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana. Na pa Narayana. Veda Parayana.
So all these are bhajans where it is more associated with Shubha Pantorali. So coming to this bhajan, Sai Narayana Veda Parayana, it doesn't have pa. It goes from
Mama da ga re sa 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 ni sa ni dha Sai Narayana.
So ma dha, it goes, it doesn't go to ma pa. So it has a flavor of Shekhara Chandrika, you can see. And since the whole bhajan is having the swaras like
ma dha ni sa re ga re sa,
the whole bhajan lies in this plane.
ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ವಂದಿತ ದೇವ ದೀನನಾಥರೇ ದೀನನಾಥರೇ ದೀನನಾಥ ಸೈನಾಥರೇ.
So it can be Thodi sometimes, or it can be Shekhar Chandrika, we can say, because it doesn't have the full Arohana or the all the seven notes in the bhajan. So only some 4 to 5 notes are coming in the bhajan,
but it has largely the feel of Thodi.
Yeah, you can, the similar bhajans wise you can classify as like how I told before.
Yes.
Sri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana
Keshava Madhava Govinda Gopala.
It's a very powerful fast bhajan.
Yes. Okay, I guess once we do the swaras for every line, we'll get a clearer idea of how the swaras are played out.
Yeah, and after we discuss the swaras, we'll also talk about the glides and the feel in the bhajan.
Yes.
So where exactly to give the feel, and where the notes are very powerful.
Sure.
So let's take the first line.
Sai Narayana Satya Narayana Mamadagari Sasa Sani Sanida Mamadagari Sasa Mamadagari Sasa Sani Sanida Mamadagari Sasa Tribhuvana Vandita Deva Sasari ga 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 ri sari ga ri sa Sasari ga 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 ri sari ga ri sa.
The next line is same as the first line.
Dinanath hare hare Sainath hare Mamadagari sasa sani sanida Mamadagari sasa Mamadagari sasa sani sanida Mamadagari sasa Dinanath hare Sai Nath Hare Sa Sa Sari Ga Ri Ga Ri Sari Ga Sa Sa Sari Ga Ri Ga Ri Sari Ga Dinanath Sai Nath Sai Nath Hare Magari re re sa da 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 gari sa Magari re re sa da 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 gari sa.
Beautiful, you were saying that you wanted to share a little more about where to really be steady on the notes and how to glide as you sing the lines of this bhajan.
Yeah, so the very first line, it's the breath challenging, because the second half of the line you have to just stay on the note.
Sai Narayana Satya Narayana.
So that's the very first
line. That's the beauty.
Yeah.
And the challenge.
Yeah. The second line is simple.
Tribhuvana Vandita Deva Dinanath Hare Hare Sai Nath Hare.
Same as the first line.
Dinanath Hare Sai Nath Hare Dinanath Sai Nath Sai Nath Hare.
All these lines have that typical break points where we can take the breath.
Yes.
In terms of breath, coming to the glide, you have in the very first and the third line,
Sai Narayana Veda Parayana
So that gives a little more, adds a lot of emotion to the bhajan.
Yes.
Dinanath Hare Dinanath Hare Hare Sai Nath Hare
Then of course it goes like a third speed kind of a mode.
Dinanath Hare Sai Nath Hare
Where everybody feel like clapping and singing that.
Dinanath Sainath Sainath Hare
Probably we should also have a third speed
yeah.
Continuing the mood like you have in the bhajan
Shirdi Nivasa Sai Shankara Jai Jagadishwar Omkareshwar Jai Jagadishwar
Something similar to that.
Wonderful. So let's also discuss the beat of the bhajan.
Yeah, the beat of the bhajan is the regular 8-beat Aditalam or the Kherva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sai Narayana Satyanarayana
Sai Narayana Satyanarayana
Tribhuvana Vandita Deva
Tribhuvana Vandita Deva
Dinanath Hare Hare Sai Nath Hare
Dinanath Hare Sai Nath Hare
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai and Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with the raga, the beat, the tune, the lyrics, and now it's time to move on, to contemplate on the bhajan. To focus on the bhava aspect of this bhajan. Let's take every word of this bhajan and spend some time dwelling on what the bhajan is trying to tell us. Let's take the first line.
Sai Narayana Satya Narayana
The word Sai refers to the triple incarnations of Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai and Prem Sai. Professor Kasturi has explained that Sai means master and the word can also be traced to the Persian word Shah or Shahi which means king. Sa in Sai, Bhagwan has explained, means divine. The word Narayana is actually the conjunction of two words, Nara and Ayana. Nara in Sanskrit means water. Ayana refers to a resting place. So the name Narayana means the one whose resting place is water or the ocean. But what is this ocean? On which ocean is Lord Vishnu reclining on? It is the ocean formed with the tears of love pouring from the overwhelming hearts of the devotees. Lord Narayana reclines on such a ocean of devotion. That is his resting place. The next word is Satya Narayana. After Pedda Venkamma Raju and Mother Ishwarama were blessed with a son and two daughters, Sheshma Raju, Venkamma and Parvatamma, Mother Ishwarama suffered 4 miscarriages. The family attributed this to evil planetary influences and consequently performed rituals to pacify the planets. Longing for another son, Mother Ishwarama prayed to the village gods and conducted the propitious Satya Narayana Puja. She kept a number of vows requiring vigil and fasting. It was about time for Venkavadhuta's prophecies to be fulfilled. And thus was born Satya Sai as the 8th child of Mother Ishwaramma. Not a day passed without something astounding and miraculous happening after the baby's birth. Once, as the newborn lay on a bed of piled clothes, the family noticed that it was being raised and lowered by something underneath. Everyone was stunned and, more importantly, deeply anxious. When they investigated, they found a cobra beneath the clothes. Though the cobra is among the most venomous reptiles on earth, it bore no ill intent to the infant. It was in fact serene, absolutely submissive and graceful. Lord Krishna, Bhagwan has revealed, was a Purnavatar, the supreme consciousness come in a human form equipped with all the cosmic powers. It was the same when Krishna came again as Sai Krishna. Professor Kasturi, Baba's biographer, once defined Swami as the descent of all power, all wisdom, all love, all grace and all glory. Interestingly, like Krishna, Swami too was the 8th child. Devaki and Vasudeva were devastated souls, having seen the demon Kansa murder all their precious 7 children right in front of their eyes. Mother Ishwaramma and Padavenkamaraju too were deeply scarred souls, having lost 4 of their children one after another successively, even before they were born. Both the pairs of parents had endured hell and were at the lowest ebb of their strength and tenacity. But at the same time, they were at the zenith of their prayer and surrender to the Lord. When the baby was born, Devaki and Vasudeva were wonderstruck with what was happening around them. The prison doors opened automatically, the chains fell off from their bodies instantly, the guards went into deep sleep suddenly. And as Vasudeva stepped out of the jail to transfer the infant to Vrindavan, to safeguard the newborn from the lashing rain and thunder, from under the waters emerged a mysterious, wide-hooded snake. And the snake covered the baby like a canopy. It was that time when the divine serpent made its entry into the scene to have the darshan of its beloved Lord, Lord Vishnu. Adisesha longed to have the darshan of its master and be of service to him as soon as he was born. When born as Krishna and when born as Sai Krishna. When Bhagwan was born, all the non-vegetarian meal prepared for the relatives and friends in the Raju household amazingly turned into vegetarian food. Venkamma, the eldest daughter of Ishwaramma, years later would recount how she had observed Satya disappear in a haze of light from his mother's lap and then reappear. Everything inauspicious turned auspicious. Food with strains of violence changed into food made with peace automatically. Actually, even before the birth, the musical instruments in the house started playing on their own. Just like earlier, the heavens were rejoicing through rain and showers. Now the heavens were singing through music and sounds. Kondamaraju, the grandfather, would indeed hear the child talking to him from the womb of Mother Ishwaramma. Both the babies were charming beyond description. When they arrived, they did not cry like normal babies do. They smiled. And witnessing their cherubic smiles, people lost sense of time and space. And the little mole on Bhagwan's left cheek only added to the luster of the Satya Sai splendor. That is the advent of Satya Narayana. That is the advent of truth in the form of the beautiful, beatific, delectable figure of Satya Sai. And to this Satya Sai, we sing in adoration in this first line as we melodiously offer to the Lord the line Sai Narayana, Satya Narayana. Let's move on to the second line.
త్రిభువన వందిత దేవా,
త్రిభువన కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ త్రీ మీనింగ్ త్రీ అండ్ భువన విచ్ మీన్స్ ద వరల్డ్. అకార్డింగ్ టు ఏన్షియంట్ ఇండియన్ కల్చర్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ దెర్ ఆర్ త్రీ వరల్డ్స్, భూర్, భువః అండ్ సువః. భగవాన్ సేస్ దట్ దీస్ రిప్రజెంట్ మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ, లైఫ్ ఫోర్స్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎనర్జీ రెస్పెక్టివ్లీ. ద వర్డ్ వందిత మీన్స్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబేసాన్స్. దేవ రెఫర్స్ టు గాడ్, ద లార్డ్. దస్ త్రిభువన వందిత దేవ మీన్స్ ద లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ వర్షిప్ బై ఆల్ ద త్రీ వర్ల్డ్స్, ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ స్పియర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. దర్ వాజ్ అన్ ఆర్డెంట్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ షిరిడి సాయి బాబా బై నేమ్ మిసెస్ గాలి శారదాదేవి. She had spent several years in close proximity of Shirdi Sai. More than 20 years after Shirdi Sai left his mortal coil, she happened to meet Satya Sai and Bhagwan summoned her to Puttaparthi. In due course, Swami allowed her to stay in the Prashanthi Nilayam ashram. She had a permanent accommodation here. And Bhagwan gave her the pet name Pedda Bottu. Literally, it meant Big Bindi, because she used to wear an unusually large mark of vermilion or kumkum on her forehead. One day in the early hours, she was meditating under the Vatavriksham or the meditation tree in Prashanthi Nilayam. It was still dark. She happened to open her eyes and suddenly she saw something unbelievable. Celestial women were moving in the sky above the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir. And they were radiating brilliant white light as they traveled over the hills towards the east. They were beautiful. They were radiant. They were richly adorned with flowers and garlands, and they did not walk on the ground. They were speeding high in the open sky. But the Buddha guessed they were no ordinary beings. And she could also hear melodious musical sounds. She was absolutely astonished, and she also instantly realized that they were celestial beings who were returning to their abode after having had the darshan of Bhagwan. Pedda Bottu herself was a yogini, a sadhaka. Probably that is the reason why she was blessed with the soul-stirring vision. After a little while, she came down the hill and quietly opened the doors of the bhajan hall. Everyone was fast asleep. It was not yet dawn. But strangely, the sounds of music that she heard continued to go on. And she surmised that some celestial visitors were still there with Bhagwan. Maybe they were still singing and dancing for him. And now she could not wait for the daybreak. She was eager to ask Swami about it. When Bhagwan arrived for darshan, she said, "Swami, I saw the celestial beings as they were returning after meeting you." And Swami was surprised. Swami gently just smiled and said, "Oh, did you? Really?" And just left it there with a knowing smile. Mr. Raja Reddy, an ardent devotee who spent several decades in close proximity of Bhagwan, narrated a similar instance. It was Vaikuntha Ekadashi, a day of exceptional sanctity. Holy scriptures describe it as the glorious day on which Lord Vishnu vouchsafes darshan to devotees at the northern gateway of his celestial abode. Mr. Raja Reddy was sleeping on the veranda on the first floor of Prashanthi Nilayam. At about midnight, he suddenly woke up and he noticed through the slightly open doors of Bhagwan's room a very bright illumination. He wondered, "Why so much light at such an odd hour?" Mr. Reddy picked up courage, went close and peeped through the gap between the doors. And now he was flabbergasted, because what he saw were several celestial beings taking turns to pay homage at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. And all of them were emitting fantastic illumination. Bhagwan was reclining like Lord Vishnu reclines on the bed provided by the serpent Adishesha, and Swami was graciously accepting each of their homages. 7 fires were burning bright all around Bhagwan's bed. This completely startled Raja Reddy. He quietly closed the doors, went back to his bed, and the thoughts of what he had seen just did not allow him to sleep. Next morning, he narrated to Bhagwan what he had seen the previous night, and he asked, "Swami, who are those persons?" And Bhagwan revealed, "They are all celestial beings. They are devatas. They came for my darshan. What you saw in the form of flames are the Saptarishis, the 7 great sages. And you are still alive after having this vision only because I protected you with my blessings. Otherwise, the moment you set your eyes on that scene, you would have been reduced to ashes." To exceptional souls, Bhagwan has bestowed this vision of how of this entire creation, He is the Supreme Person. He is the Lord of all the worlds, and that is what is conveyed in this line, Tribhuvana Vandita Deva.
Dinanath Hare Hare, Sainath Hare. Dinanath Hare, Sainath Hare. Dinanath, Sainath, Sainath Hare.
Dinanath comes from Dina, meaning forlorn and distressed. Nath means the Lord. Hare is a variant of Hari, which is another name of Lord Vishnu. Lord Sai is indeed the refuge of the forlorn. On January 26, 2001, a devastating earthquake hit the small town of Bhuj in the state of Gujarat in India. As India elsewhere was celebrating Republic Day, this town of India was in complete shambles. Thousands died and many were left homeless with all their possessions wiped out in just a few seconds. Bhagwan was then in Vrindavan. Swami, just a few days prior to this, had inaugurated the super speciality hospital in Whitefield on January 19, 2001. And just like everyone else in the country, all the students too were deeply affected by the earthquake, and now they wanted to do something as a group for these people who were marooned by the cruel twist of destiny. So in the Puttaparthi hostel, this group of boys made an announcement over the intercom in the college hostel asking students to donate old clothes that they were no longer using and also share articles which they thought might be of use to the victims in Bhuj. Within a day, they were able to put together several items and they all put them in a truck and shipped it to Bhuj. Bhagwan came to Prashantanilayam a few days later, and by this time, Swami also had made arrangements for a huge consignment of relief material to reach the town of Bhuj. He also sent many distinguished elders and Sevadal volunteers. A convoy of 75 lorries consisting of 75,000 new dhotis, 75,000 new saris, and a host of materials to aid in making a temporary shelter for the people there were flagged off on the day Bhagwan returned to Puttaparthi. That evening, the warden of the hostel felt it was an opportune time to please Swami by informing him of the initiative of the students, of the spontaneous gesture of love of the boys to send relief material on their own to the victims. So some of the boys of this group who were sitting in the front row felt very fortunate, because now as the warden was narrating this to Bhagwan, they can directly see Bhagwan's reaction. But as the warden started sharing with Bhagwan this news, quite surprisingly, Bhagwan's face turned into a scowl. Bhagwan was so upset. Something was definitely not right. And the boy who was sitting there, who was part of the group, he wondered, what is wrong? This is something that any day Swami would be happy about. But Swami immediately looked at the warden and said, "I cannot believe how insensitive our students have become. See, When I sent materials to those people in Gujarat, what did I send? I sent them new dhotis and new saris, articles of use which are completely brand new, completely fresh. And what do you all send? You send your used articles and used clothes, clothes which you do not want to wear anymore. Articles which have been discarded, which you don't need. Instead of throwing it, you give it to them. Is this what is called seva? It was a life-defining moment. For many students, they had a peek into the heart of God. As Brother Harishankar, who was part of that group, says, we thought we loved, but we did not even know the basic definition of love. For us, the people in Gujarat were faceless, nameless identities. We did not have an idea of who they were and we could not identify them. But for Bhagwan, they were his own children. At that moment of their suffering, we had forgotten that they have an identity, that they have dignity. And it is only Swami who was completely aware of not only their identity, but most importantly, their dignity. In fact, Bhagwan had clearly instructed one of the elders whom he sent along with the convoy that when the items were unloaded from the lorries, they should be personally given to each person. Bhagwan had said, you should go to the person, speak lovingly, and then offer the relief material. It is not that you keep the items in one place then ask some distributing agency to give it to them. The earthquake victims were grateful for the relief material from the Satya Sai organization because, as many of them said later, it was only the Satya Sai organization which treated them like people. Many of them were very well off who suddenly had become homeless. They obviously felt hurt when someone threw things at them, giving as if out of sympathy and pity. But Bhagwan treated them with dignity, showed them they were indeed special, showed them that he cared for them. And Bhagwan does it because for him, no one is an other. Everyone is a part of him. He spontaneously, instinctively feels for them. That is why he is Dina Nath Sai. Any heart that is Dina, that needs help, resonates with the heart of Sai. So this is one of the ways of understanding this beautiful phrase, Dina Nath Sai, which occurs so many times in this beautiful bhajan. And the other phrase that occurs is Sai Nath, Dina Nath, Sai Nath. We adore the one whose heart beats for every being of this universe. And that supreme consciousness is embodied as Sai. So with that, we've got a glimpse of what this bhajan conveys. Any bhajan, when ruminated upon, would give us different meanings at different levels, just like Bhagavad Gita is, just like every discourse of Bhagwan is. And it is for us to contemplate, to meditate, and pray to him for what the bhajan wants to convey to us. Dear listeners, let's move on with these thoughts in our minds and sing this bhajan once again, now with all the students of Bhagwan's institutions in Prashanti Nilay Mandir.
Sai Narayana, Satya Narayana. Thank you.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. For us, every week, it is a joy to share these priceless melodies. Dear listeners, please do share with us what you feel about them. Any thoughts, any reflections, any suggestions, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and humility, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan.
You were listening to an episode of our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 13th April 2017. As part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.